Morning watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 4. The all-inclusive Christ as a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. Monday, related verses. Galatians 3, verse 14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Philippians 1, verse 19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Genesis 12, verse 7. And Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, To your seed I will give this land. And there he built an altar to Jehovah who had appeared to him. Genesis 13, verse 15. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your seed forever. Genesis 17, verse 8. And I will give to you and to your seed, after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Genesis 26, verses 3 through 4. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you. For to you and to your seed I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and will give to your seed all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 15. And also we are found to be false witnesses of God, because we have testified concerning God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if indeed the dead are not raised. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Related reading. In the gospel, we have received not only the blessing of forgiveness, washing, and cleansing, even more, we have received the greatest blessing, which is the triune God, the Father, Son, and Spirit, as the processed, all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit dwelling in us in a most subjective way for our enjoyment. Oh, what a blessing that we can enjoy such an all-inclusive one as our daily portion. This verse indicates that the Spirit is the blessing that God promised to Abraham for all the nations and that has been received by the believers through faith in Christ. The Spirit is the compound Spirit, and actually is God Himself processed in His Trinity through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and descension, that we may receive Him as our life and our everything. This is the focus of the gospel of God. The physical aspect of the blessing that God promised to Abraham was the good land, which was a type of the all-inclusive Christ. Since Christ is eventually realized as the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit, the blessing of the promised Spirit corresponds with the blessing of the land promised to Abraham. Actually, the Spirit, as the realization of Christ in our experience, is a good land as a source of God's bountiful supply for us to enjoy. The context of Galatians 3 verse 14 indicates that the Spirit is the blessing that God promised to Abraham for all the nations and that has been received by the believers through faith in Christ. If we read the book of Genesis, we will see that the focal point of God's promise to Abraham was that Abraham's seed would inherit the land. According to Galatians 3, Christ is this seed, the unique seed. Furthermore, as we have often pointed out, the good land is a full type of the all-inclusive Christ. On the one hand, the seed is Christ. On the other hand, the land is a type of Christ. The blessing of Abraham is altogether related to Christ. Christ is the focus of the promised blessing. However, Galatians 3 verse 14 does not say that in receiving the blessing of Abraham, we receive Christ. Instead, this verse tells us that we receive the Spirit. Surely this indicates that the Spirit here is the blessing of Abraham. What kind of Spirit could be the blessing that God promised to Abraham? What Spirit would be the all-inclusive blessing, which is Christ as a seed and as a land? It must be the Spirit, the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45 says that the last Adam became a life-giving Spirit, and 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 declares that now the Lord is a Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, the King James Version says, "that Spirit." This rendering is not accurate, for the Greek word uses the definite article. Hence, the proper rendering is a Spirit, referring to the Spirit who was not yet until Christ had been glorified. At the time of the Lord's incarnation, the Holy Spirit began to have the element of humanity as well as divinity. From that time, the Holy Spirit was compounded with the Lord's human living, crucifixion, and resurrection, and became the Spirit, the all-inclusive Spirit compounded with divinity, humanity, and the Lord's human living, death, and resurrection. All that God has purposed and planned, and all that He has accomplished through incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection are included in the Spirit. Hence, the Spirit is all-inclusive, the triune God process to be everything to us. This Spirit is a blessing of the gospel.